Good morning, good afternoon, whatever time you are listening to this. We're excited that you're here. We're back, episode number one, season two, Carol, of Just Another Magnet Monday.
I know, how exciting. We've gotten our magnet. We have the fourth designation, the celebration, and we're ready to rock and roll in season two.
Yes. So we, of course, had to get you back behind the mic again.
Yes.
We're integrating Just Another Magnet Monday with Stormont Vale's new podcast, Caring Conversations. So once a month on Mondays, we'll release Just Another Magnet Monday episode.
We've got some great co-hosts here, so yes. I'm excited.
Yes, and speaking of episode one, we are here with Christy Moll.
Hello, everybody.
Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. First things first, thank you for being here, and then tell everyone who you are, what you do at Stormont Vale, and what people should know about you.
Well, my name is Christy. I actually grew up in Holton, and I'm a Holton graduate. Go Wildcats. And I am the emergency department manager at Stormont Vale. I love my job. But one thing people should know about me, I am kind of mentioned my 8-year-old thinks it's that I'm weird, but I assure you I have other fun activities. Two things, actually. One, I enjoy going hiking with my friends. I've been on the Appalachian Trail. We did some hiking there. We call ourselves the Snack Packers because we really just like to go walk and eat. But the other one is that I really enjoy spending time with my husband and son, and we go to comic conventions. Like, my son can tell you all the details of a comic book. I have no idea, but I love to be with him, and we walk around. We've gone to KC Planets Comic Con and some others locally. And
there's a big one at the Stormont Vale Event Center during the year, too. Do you guys go to that one?
Yes, yeah. My husband actually said he's grateful I don't enjoy comics as much as he does, and I told him we couldn't afford that. So I'm always grateful just to be with him. So.
Are they expensive?
Totally.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. Bring your credit card. Yes.
PSA for everyone.
Yeah. All right. Today we are talking about building a strong workplace, and especially for nurses and really just everyone around us, the whole culture of an organization all plays together. So Christy, first just talk about what your purpose is. What do you find rewarding about being a nurse, and what keeps you walking in the door each day?
Yeah. Well, I definitely feel like my purpose as a nurse leader is servanthood. I feel like that's what my purpose is, to show up to work, to be the best support I can to all the people under my wing. And that expands throughout the hospital. But, you know, I feel very responsible for their safety, their support, their supplies, efficiency, the people. That is why I come back. They make me want to be a better person, a better nurse, a better leader. And I think I'm my biggest critic. They have taught me so much and challenged me in ways that I never would have encountered certain situations, but it's truly them. Like, the hard days, it's them. The great days, it's them. The success, it's them. The failure, I feel like it's me. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what am I not communicating to my team that we aren't getting where we need to be? And it's all them. Like, I don't know, it makes me kind of emotional to think about it. They are amazing. You know, my purpose is just to be a good leader, be the best I can for them.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. You're very genuine about that too.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's great. What is one word that you would use to describe our work culture and Stormont Vale's work culture?
I would describe our culture as, I have a few, it's so hard to pick one, but I think like compassion is really where it lies, and grit. Like, our team isn't successful because the job is easy. They do so much hard work, but with such a caring heart, and they try to really connect with their patients and each other. That's really where we find our biggest success in everything we do. I certainly feel like there's many times I have to remind myself some days of the hard encounters. Like, we see people when they're not their best because they're ill and they're having some hard times. And so I am sure if I were to meet a few of them at the store and they were picking out flowers or a pumpkin or a gift for someone, they would be in such a better mind space that the interaction would be better. So I would just think of the compassion we show and the grit that our team puts out there.
Yeah, I was just going to say, being a level two trauma center and mm-hmm. working in the emergency department specifically, that has to be really hard to keep the team balanced because mm-hmm. of all the things that you all go through and care for. How do you keep everyone human and that compassion together still?
Yeah. That's a great question. You're right. We're all human first. We show up. So many of us can see ourselves in the situations we encounter in those critical incidences, and we're human. We show emotion. I've had people come up to me and say, I can't, I have to step away. And I say, absolutely, take as much time as you need. What we do though is that we go out there, and there's people that excel in the traumas. There are people that excel with that single person in the emergency department that is having just a rough day and they need someone to listen. Like, there's people in our team bring different qualities that make those incidences better. And then there's people like me, like there's times I've had to say, I can't be in this situation, but I will be your best wingman to my peer and say, how can I help you? I will go take care of whatever outside this door so you can be the best in here. And it's recognizing that we all have boundaries and limits and like loving each other. So many times I've gone to different staff and I'm like, are you okay? Like, they're like, well, I wasn't involved in that specific scenario. I'm like, but that's okay. Like, there is, you know, secondary victim debriefings that we perform, and we pull in people that are affected by it, listen to them. We tell them, like, the doubters, the people that think, why didn't I do X, Y, or Z? We're like, no, you were there for a reason. There's a reason the patient came to us. We are a level 2 trauma center because we give the best care on this side. You know, I always say this side of the Mississippi, but we have the best team. We want them in our door. We want them in our department and in our hospital because we have the resources and the personnel expertise, the physicians. It goes up and down. We are where they should be. We don't get to control how things always end, but I promise, like, our message, especially from like my director, Morgan, she's always been such an inspiration to say, we are the team. We get to do it our best every single time. And it doesn't always feel good at the end of the day, but you have to go home and put your head on the pillow and say, I did the very best I could today, and I'm here for a reason. And you got to love yourself in those hard moments, mm-hmm. and give yourself some just reassurance. So,
and that has to be so difficult, but you really do have the best outlook that you can. And so that's great that you can also share that with others. So how do you both think that we can create just the absolute best workplace on the entire planet?
From my perspective, I think Christy's already outlined it by being efficient, there for the staff, listening, loving them no matter what, trying to identify what they need. And I really think that we're doing that so much better now that we're past that initial unknown of COVID and that top-down driven. We've really gotten back to professional governance and the experts having a say and an opportunity to think through the why we do what we do, the need of equipment, supplies, the communication, all that we're doing through our councils really makes it much more stable and confident for the frontline caregivers. They know what to expect in a way, and they can identify what we can do to make the environment better. And I think listening to the frontline experts and trying to make things better keeps them coming back, because as Christy has already identified, not every day is going to be perfect. We can't control every day, but what we can do is promise to give it our best, come the next day, renew ourselves, and try to fix the things that we know we can, and do the very best to be a systematic approach to care from entrance to every single touch point. And if a patient and family come through the ED, all the way through is what we need to do. And I think that that's where the shared governance councils come in. They are interdisciplinary, and they're also representing the entire departments so that we can look to see how we improve not just one department, but the entire system and patient experience.
I agree completely, Carol, and I think this is the best time to get involved in professional governance, because our whole healthcare system nationwide has been shooken up, and we're all kind of getting back on our feet. The dust has settled. We get to build up now. What do we want to do? What can we change? How can we do better? We have fresh ideas. We have so many new grads eager to learn and make changes, that this is the perfect time to go out there and say, let's try it. My son and I were talking the other day. He goes, Mom, I was told it's okay to try even if you fail. And I said, absolutely, kiddo. From an 8-year-old, I'm like, 100%, you'll never know if you don't give it a shot. None of us are here to say we have the perfect plan, but this is the best time to go out there and share your ideas and get involved in your department level committees and organizational committees to go out there and make a change.
You two are professionals because we're going to transition to professional governance. So this is just great. Professional governance, for those who don't know, are structures at Stormont Vail Health that we use to empower clinical nurses to work collaboratively with leadership. They include people from all parts of the organization, interdisciplinary. So it's clinical nurses, non-clinical team members as well. So we currently have four councils, and we're also adding the Workplace Experience Council, which Christy is the new chair of.
Yes, I'm very excited. Yes. Quite honored, honestly.
Well, you're going to be great. This, you totally deserve it. So why do you think, especially as a new chair, recruiting people for your council, why do you think nurses should be involved in professional governance as a whole?
Yeah, well, you know, like I mentioned, like it's the time where you get to implement all new ideas. You get to say what hasn't worked, but what you would like to see work. Where do you want to go? Where are we going to take a right turn? Where can we take a left turn, you know? And the great thing about the Workplace Experience Committee is that there's so many departments that are doing such great things for their team within their units that would be great to spotlight what the ER does for their nurses that float. Did you know our night shift charge nurses, when our staff help pick up inpatient, they go to those units with a little snack basket and check on their team. And that makes me feel so comforted knowing that we take care of each other. And, you know, again, like we respond to critical incidences throughout the hospital, our Code Blue team. The nurses on the Code Blue team from the ER go check on different units as well and make sure they're other nurses, their techs, and their leadership are doing okay. And this is kind of outside our normal business hours of function. This is your evenings and weekends. And I think this is such a great time to be able to bring to the table all the great things that we're doing for each other and celebrating it, but really bringing it to a bigger light. These are things that make our hospital the best to work at. I just had a phone interview the other day with a gal from Texas. She wants to work at our hospital, and she's in military, so that's why they're kind of moving around. And you know, I get to get on the phone and brag, like, we're the level 2 trauma center, we have a level 3 NICU, we have so many like amazing programs, hip and joint and all these great things. And I said, and we're a 4th time magnet hospital, why wouldn't she want to work for us? She was amazed to hear all the great things we're doing. And so I think this just goes in line with how we're going to take care of our workforce and each other to move to a better hospital, a better organization, that when we go to Magnetizing KC, other hospitals are coming to our booth to say, wow, what are you guys doing to do, you know, like, how do you love each other? There's so much more besides just patient care and supplies, and like those are all important as well, but if we don't love each other and push those things out to share, then we're kind of stuck, and that's not where we want to be. Yeah. So this is a great opportunity to move forward.
Yeah. And so what specifically will Workplace Experience Council be working on? It's, you know, it's a time to have your voice and change be part of it. So what specifics will you guys start to focus on?
That's a great question. I definitely feel like the first and foremost is once we get our committee formed, and we're still accepting applications through the SharePoint site, is to really start developing our objectives and our goals for the next 12 months while I'm chair, and to seeing like where do we want to begin? You know, I always like to look at what is something we can accomplish that would be an easy implementation, kind of the low-hanging fruit of our goals, and to really make efforts to make people want to stay and to help Stormont Vail and the communities we support. I definitely foresee a lot of great ideas, honestly, coming in, and I'm really hoping we get some newer nurses, because those nurses are going to be taking care of me someday, and I want them to feel appreciated and supported and feeling like they made a difference at Stormont and that their voice matters, and how we can also extend this opportunity. I also always think of our Flint Hills campus. Like, I try to stay close with a lot of changes because it affects Topeka and so many other areas. And so how we can also help support the Flint Hills campus specifically, you know, I always have a spot in my heart for their emergency department, obviously. So reaching out and just making this a change across the board.
I want to take the opportunity, Chrissy, you're a tremendous leader. You can do anything you want. Your sincerity, as Molly said, it's so deep. I can't tell you how thankful I am that you are part of this leadership team. And, you know, as I look around the world and the divisiveness and all that's going on, I think the thing that makes this team strong is that I really pray that it is a time for us to realize we are so much stronger together from a senior leadership perspective, all the way through the frontline experts to every single team member. If we pull together, we will have a system and organization and the care that every single one of us would want our families to get, and we will have the right people that want to stay here. We have child care that it shows that you care about people's families when you're investing in their families. And I just, when I look at all the things that we're doing, I think that we are stronger together from whatever position you hold, and it's not divisive, and we come together to listen to each other, and that's the strength of what Magnet is, our culture, and also shared governance. It really is listening to the people that are the experts doing the work. So thanks, Christy. I appreciate it.
Thank you. That's so kind of you. And I just want to add one more thing, if this could sneak in at any point in the podcast, that, you know, recently we have been able to help support some inpatient staffing from the emergency department. And I want the staff on the inpatient to know, like, the ER nurses are so grateful for their kindness. They feel so supported by the charge nurses up on those units. They are truly learning the work is, everyone is doing important work. And that's the one thing to remember every day, is that everyone has an important job. Their role is important, their tasks, their, you know, responsibilities. And if we move forward continuing to show that kind of kindness and compassion, we can only improve our system and the areas that we want to work on, because truly, you know, you're not creating that divide that you mentioned. And just a big shout out to all of them for being kind and welcoming, and certainly teaching all these ED nurses how to, you know, be an amazing med-surg nurse or critical care nurse. So thank you to them.
And vice versa, the ED, you know, the last place you want to hold patients is in the ED, and the ED has stepped up and done whatever our patients and community needs, and so it goes both ways. And again, from a senior leader, I couldn't ask for a better team. We are the best, and we are extraordinary, and that's exactly what the Magnet Surveyor said, so shout out.
We also have a recognition and recruitment event happening on November 3rd, which is the same day as the Nursing Symposium. So mark your calendars. November 3rd in Poses. All current council members of professional governance should stop by for some great prizes and giveaways. And prospective members, just come, get information, talk to current members, talk to Christy, yeah, ask all the questions. It'll be a great time.
Yes, it will.
Like I said when we started this episode, we're launching a new Stormont Vale podcast series called Caring Conversations, and it will kind of be the umbrella to our episodes. So Just Another Magnet Monday isn't going anywhere. It will still come out to you once a month. We're just going to mix in small moment episodes and introduce people of Stormont. So send us your ideas, your questions, your stories. We're excited to get you all behind the mic. So be on the lookout for what's coming. We've got a lot of good stuff in store, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Thank you so much, Christy, for coming and talking to us.
Thank you, Molly.
Yes, thanks, Carol.
Christy. Yeah.
I'll talk to you later.
Okay.